Earlier today on KSMU, in our first report from this week's Sense of Community series, we met SRC employee David Clark.
I see a great future with this company. Next year, I see myself getting into some classes. SRC's got a great tuition reimbursement program. For example, I want to start learning how to weld. I'm going to go take some classes at OTC.
David Clark graduated from Ozark High School in May of this year, but in August of 2015, at the start of his senior year, he learned about an enrollment opportunity for juniors and seniors that was so new it hadn't been added to the curriculum.
Well, they started kind of pitching it to some of the classrooms. You know, one of my counselors came in and was like, hey, this is what's going on, and it just sounded really, really interesting to me.
The class, David Clark learned, is a cooperative effort with area school districts, businesses, colleges, and universities, and the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, which manages the program. Through the Greater Ozarks Centers for Advanced Professional Studies, or GOCAPS, juniors and seniors are offered professional development training and local on-the-job work experiences in four areas of interest: technology solutions, medicine and healthcare, business and entrepreneurship, and engineering and manufacturing.
So I filled out an application and I got in. There were only two people from Ozark that went to the engineering manufacturing division.
He came on board and a couple weeks after he graduated. He's been a fantastic employee.
Travis Weatherman is SRC Automotive's human resources manager.
David came to us first as an internship or a day apprentice type role. And he spent 2 days here inside of our facility working with one of our trainers. That trainer took him throughout the entire process and building, showing David what we did and what we do on a daily basis, but he also was evaluating David and his skill set. And he came back with great raving reviews on David and the skills that he gained from the GOCAPS program that could really impact the business today. So it was a no-brainer for us to offer him a position shortly after he graduated high school.
As we look at building relationships with universities, schools, and really attracting talent, not only for our current workforce needs, but our future workforce needs, GOCAPS program ties nicely with those efforts.
Chrissy Schell is the organizational development manager at SRC Holdings Corporation and SRC's main contact and coordinator with the engineering and manufacturing strand of GOCAPS.
We are focused on engineering and manufacturing. However, we also have the pleasure of hosting the technology strand this year as well. We are very proud to be a partner with this program. This is something that SRC has been doing for many years in connecting with students that we believe will be our future workforce. Whether it's engineering or supply chain or accounting or human resources, production, operations, supervision, all of those varied important functions within our companies, we need a talent pipeline coming up through the ranks. And this program gives us a hands-on opportunity to generate awareness with these students. It also helps us to communicate, you know, what skills we need these individuals to have when they come into the job.
We really want students to understand what the real world looks like and understand what they're going to have to do to accomplish their goals from a career perspective.
Lindsay Hames is Vice President for Workforce Development at the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, which manages GOCAPS. Hames is also the Executive Director of GOCAPS.
This is a rigorous program. We have high expectations for them. The way that they're shaking business partners' hands, the way they're addressing them, the way they compose emails, what their voicemail sounds like when they call businesses to ask for them to come and maybe shadow in their company. It's not for the faint of heart because there's a lot of expectations and there are a lot of opportunities, though, with those expectations to open up worlds that can't be opened up in the home high school. We want business and education to be partners. That is the chamber's goal in all of this, is connecting business into education at a greater level in more meaningful ways so that students can have those experiences. They can understand what their options are in Southwest Missouri for working, for starting careers here, and how they need to accomplish that. And so what is awesome about this program is that it is a win for everyone.
And to that, SRC's Chrissy Schell is in full agreement.
So we had 36 students in engineering and manufacturing last year in that strand. Three of those students came to work for us following the completion of that program. That's a return.
The KSMU Sense of Community series of reports on GoCaps continues on air through Friday at 7:45 a.m. and at 4:44 p.m. and online at ksmu.org. I'm Mike Smith.